You have just heard Reflections in the Water, Images Book 1 by Debussy. This piece of music dates back to exactly the same period as the painting career of Berthe Morisot. Morisot was the first woman to join the Impressionists from the very beginning. Between 1874 and 1886, Morisot consistently participated in all the Impressionist exhibitions, which she also supported financially. She had great personal success from the start. She was a friend to Monet, Renoir, Pissarro, and Marie Cassatt. But she was closest to Édouard Manet, and even married his brother. She posed for Manet many times, both in large salon paintings such as The Balcony, currently held at the Musée d'Orsay, and more personal, intimate portraits, such as Berthe Morisot with a bouquet of violets, also held at the Musée d'Orsay. In these works, however, we see nothing of her own talents as a painter. She is there as a model. Morisot began this painting in 1888, but only completed it 5 years later. It is unusual in that it is painted on a canvas that is almost square and is not strictly a portrait. Morisot began it in 1888 with Jeanne-Marie, who regularly posed for her, and finished it in 1893 with her daughter, Julie. The young woman, set slightly off-centre to the right, looks straight out at us with a pose that freezes her dreamy, deceptively demure expression. Seated on a bench, she holds herself very upright, an attitude that contrasts with the lush nature surrounding her, whose colours and forms seem to extend the lines of her bodice. Her long, loose red hair evokes twisting tendrils, while the profusion of mauves and greens creates a supple, shifting harmony. Might this free, organic fusion, where hair mingles with foliage, symbolize the newfound freedom of the first women to break free from social norms? In this untamed, natural setting, perhaps we can hear the echo of a discreet yet profound emancipation. The areas of bare canvas left visible in the upper left, the evident pentimenti in the hat and hands, the exuberant brushwork, the choice of bright colours, and the spontaneous composition of this outdoor portrait all fully express Berthe Morisot's fidelity to the founding principles of Impressionist painting in the 1870s. The work was immediately well received by critics.